Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm going to present 2 hours of music for your enjoyment. In today's program, I'll be playing recordings by people including Al Morgan, Joe Stafford with Paul Wesson's orchestra, Marie Chevalier, Fred and Adele Astaire, and Dinah Washington, Benny Goodman and the Mills Brothers, and others. Do you remember these two hits from the 1950s?
He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot spots are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses popping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues. Hear the hammer knocking, see the anvil rocking. He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses popping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues.
Thank you. her gazing through a hazy light. For all too soon, I lost you on a summer night. I'm afraid of the dawn, 'cause you and the moon will both be gone. There's me and the moon, and pretty soon there'll just be me.
The Blacksmith Blues was sung by Ella Mae Morse, a hit from 1952, and Me and the Moon, written by Lou Hanbon and Walter Hirsch, sung by Al Morgan. That was a hit on the hit parades in 1959.
And I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury. For I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Hello.
careless in everything you do. You break appointments and think you are smart. If you're not careful, now that my bridges all are burned, you're careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you just careless as you seem to be, or do you just
two selections were a tribute to an American musician, songwriter, who is not perhaps so well known in this country. I refer to Eddie Howard, and he sang I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, a song written by James Monaco and Johnny Burke, written actually for Bing Crosby to sing in a 1939 motion picture. Eddie Howard sang it, and he was one of the songwriters who wrote Careless. The others were Lou Quadling and Dick Jurgens. The recording that I played for you was by Glenn Miller in 1939 with a vocal by Ray Eberly. Somewhere My Love, also known as Lara's theme from the motion picture Dr. Zhivago, written by Maurice Jarre, with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And that recording was by Joe Stafford with Paul Weston's orchestra in 1967. In a few minutes, I'm going to play another well-known and popular song from a motion picture. In fact, it won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1968. But first, here's another recording of a song written by Lou Handman. He composed Me and the Moon, which I played several minutes ago. He also composed this song.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Are You Lonesome Tonight? A song that dates from 1926. Music by Lou Handman, lyrics by Roy Turk. And that record by Elvis Presley topped the Australian charts in 1960. Al Jolson also made a successful recording of that some years beforehand. Alan and Marilyn Bergman was a successful combination of songwriters. They have some credit for the next two recordings that you'll hear.
Thank you. to dance like they used to dance when you held a girl in your arms. No hide and seek, just cheek to cheek. No fun in doing a single when there's no touch, there's no tingle. I love to travel across the floor, holding something more than just air. Come and dance with me. You and I can be Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. Tell the band to blow every tune they know and throw in a tango or two. How I love to dance like they used to dance when the girl in my arms is you. Travel across the floor, holding something more than just air. Come and dance with me. You and I can be Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. Tell the leader man we don't need a plan, just give us a one and a two. How I love to dance like they used to dance when the girl in my arms is you.
Alan Marilyn Bergman collaborated with Michelle Legrand to write The Windmills of Your Mind, won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1968. I played a recording of that song by the Romantic Strings Orchestra. It was followed by another Bergman composition, I Love to Dance Like They Used to Dance. That was Bing Crosby with Pete Moore's orchestra in 1975, a recording that many of us of a certain age can identify with, I suppose.
Wonderful, oh, it's wonderful to be in love with you. Beautiful, you're so beautiful. You haunt me all day through. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Earth in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, I love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louis. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Just to see and hear you, is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?
When Paramount Pictures enticed Maurice Chevalier to move from France to Hollywood, they had to get some good material for him to sing in some of his movies. And in 1929, that's exactly what they did with Louise. Richard Whiting and Leo Robin wrote that one for Maurice Chevalier to sing in 1929, Louise. Before Fred Astaire became a worldwide celebrity from motion pictures, he danced with his sister Adele on Broadway. And I have a recording here of one of the performances of Fred and Adele Astaire in Fascinating Rhythm, a song written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1924.
Stop
Fascinating Rhythm, sung by Fred Astaire and his sister Adele. Time to remember a couple of birth anniversaries. The first for the singer and bandleader Andy Russell, and the other for violinist and bandleader Joe Venuti.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows. Suppose pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry. The tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside and crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside and crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with.
Laughing on the Outside, sung by Andy Russell with the orchestra of Paul Weston. That record reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1946. Andy Russell, today's the anniversary of his birth in 1919. I hope you enjoyed that bit of hot jazz violin. That was Joe Venuti and his trio. The Wildcat was the name of the tune. And today is the anniversary of the birth of Joe Venuti in 1903. Here's another Joe recording. It's Only a Paper Moon. What a great example of a song that can be remain popular and be recorded decades after the song is written. It's Only a Paper Moon. It was written in 1932 by Howard Allen, Yip Harburg and Billy Rose. Joe Reisman and his orchestra made that recording in 1971. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Joe Reisman in 1924. In 1932... Noel Coward wrote the score for a London production called Words and Music. Here's one of the everlasting songs from that show.
I'm mad about the boy. And I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry. it ever cloy. This odd diversity of misery and joy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all about the boy.
Mad About the Boy, written by Noel Coward, sung by Dinah Washington. Wasn't that a beaut recording of I Want to Be Happy by Benny Goodman's band? It was a composition of Vincent Newman's for a 1925 show called No No Nanette.
You work, you save, you worry so much you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating against the berries, the strongest oak must fall.
But Lee, my bitty, wabba bitta, long wall.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, don't make it serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go. So keep repeating, it's the berries, for the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you are just lonely, So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at a moan.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't be so serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you say, and you worry so, but you can't take that good dough when you go. Keep on repeating it's the berries, and the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan, so how you gonna lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, don't make it serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you say, you worry so, but you can't take your dough where you go. So keep on repeating, honey, everything's a berry. The strong is old, my fault. The sweet things in life to you were just long. But how can you lose what you've never owned?
Life is just a bowl of cherries,
so live and laugh at it all, just so you're happy. Live, smile, laugh at it all.
Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, written by the songwriting team of De Silva, Brown and Henderson, great songwriters in the 1920s and early 1930s. And that one was written for a 1931 New York review called George White's Scandals. And the singers were the Mills Brothers, Connie Boswell, Bing Crosby, and then the Boswell Sisters.